Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking supply and demand with Dr. Dustin Aharon of Rabo AgriFinance in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have a healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Dr. Dustin Aharon of Rabo AgriFinance has offered congressional testimony to both members of the Senate and members of the House of Representatives here in 2021 about the current cattle market status. He says that while there's a lot of concern that something nefarious is going on in the cattle market, he believes that the marketplace is doing what it does best, balancing out supply and demand.
As frustrating and challenging as the beef industry has been for cattle producers over the last couple of years, there really are rational supply and demand factors that have driven this price spread between fed cattle prices and wholesale beef cutout prices. We've simply had more cattle market ready to harvest than plants have had the capability to work through the system. And when you have an oversupply relative to that demand for slaughter cattle, for the ability to harvest them, it puts downward pressure on those cattle prices. And at the same time, you know, everybody knows we've had incredibly strong beef demand at the consumer level and even at the export level. But until that balance of operational packing capacity comes back in line with fed cattle supplies, that demand cannot trickle down through the system because of that bottleneck.
As you think about, you know, some of the things that were being said in these type of conversations, you know, some folks are saying, well, the packers are making so much money, why haven't they turned around and tried to expand right away?
For one, I think we need to look back at history. For the first 15 years of this century, packing was not a profitable endeavor in the beef industry. And that's why we saw so many plants shut down from 2000 to 2015. As we started to expand cattle numbers and kept packing capacity at a relatively stable level over the last 5 or 6 years, in some ways, I think packers realized that they have to build up their cash reserves to withstand the next downturn when the industry gets to that point. And we're starting to see some declining numbers today. The other thing I would say is there is some expansion going on in the industry, both by independents and some incumbents. There are a couple of major beef packers that are expanding some of their existing facilities. By our count, if all of this new capacity does come online, we could probably add about 8,000 head per day of fed cattle capacity over the next 5 years. As I've, you know, talked in the past, there's a lot of risk and a lot of challenge in that. And so whether or not all of that comes online, I think there's a big question around that. I also think that new capacity is probably going to have to differentiate itself a little bit if it's going to withstand these tight cattle numbers that we're getting into and be able to compete against the efficiencies of scale of the large incumbents.
Dustin Aharon, Vice President and Animal Protein Analyst with Rabo AgriFinance for their Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.